With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. After stopping in Michigan yesterday, the presidential primary train is now bound for Super Tuesday. Michigan voters punched the tickets of President Biden and former President Trump.
Biden defeated Minnesota Representative Dean Phillips. His one significant opponent left in the Democratic primary. Democrats are also closely watching the results of the uncommitted vote, which Muslims have been pushing in Michigan as a way to register objections over Biden's support of Israel following the Hamas terror attack in October. President Trump has now swept the first five states on the Republican primary calendar. His victory in Michigan over his last major primary challenger, Nikki Haley, comes after the former president defeated her by 20 percentage points Saturday. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Hunter Biden to be interviewed today by House lawmakers, part of the ongoing presidential impeachment inquiry. House Speaker Mike Johnson not backing down on what he calls the first priority, that is, securing America's borders. Also at SRNNews.com, Gaza ceasefire negotiations continue in Qatar. Negotiators trying to work something out amid some high hurdles.
Despite all of these areas of disagreement, there does appear to be this desire to get a temporary six-week pause in place, and the idea is that could potentially provide the basis for a longer term and perhaps permanent end to the war.
Correspondent Joseph Fetterman in Jerusalem. New York City's Albert Einstein College of Medicine going tuition free thanks to a $1 billion donation from Ruth Gottesman, former professor, chair of the school's board of trustees. A historic gift made in the name of her late husband David, a successful businessman. He got in on the ground floor of Berkshire Hathaway. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a lower open later on. The Dow futures are down 123 points, and the Nasdaq futures are off 76 points. This is SRN News. Abortion bans lead to fewer abortions.
The We Count Project reviews monthly abortion data across the country, and it has discovered that in states where the procedure is restricted, there are a lot less abortions. In some states, abortions have dropped nearly 100% thanks to legislation that bars or severely limits the procedure. This report counters the argument of some who suggest that repealing Roe v. Wade would have very little effect on how many abortions actually take place. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Elected officials throughout American history have sworn oaths to uphold constitutions and pledged allegiance to the flag without much controversy, but now that's changing. In Ohio, Sabrina Warner has stepped down from the state's Republican Central Committee, saying that she could not uphold a constitution that now enshrines abortion. In Tennessee, Democratic Representative Justin Jones, who is black, has refused to lead the Pledge of Allegiance during legislative sessions. This is SRN News. Cost of rebuilding post-war Ukraine will most certainly be substantial, and the U.S. Treasury chief has an idea about where all of that money should come from.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is offering her strongest public support yet for the idea of liquidating roughly $300 billion in frozen Russian central bank assets and using them for Ukraine's long-term reconstruction. The U.S. and its allies froze Russian foreign holdings in retaliation for Moscow's invasion of Ukraine 2 years ago. The assets have been sitting untapped as the war grinds on, while officials from multiple countries have debated the legality of sending the money to Ukraine. More than two-thirds of Russia's immobilized central bank funds are located in the European Union. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And on Wall Street this morning, the Nasdaq futures are now down 75 points, S&P futures off 17. More details at SRNNews.com.